Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, the summer draws a big crowd to Kerrville.
Yes, Roy, we are getting lots of people. You know, nothing like good weather and pleasant temperatures. And in the mornings and the evenings, it's always nice in Kerrville, Texas. So it's a good time to come visit the cross. But we got thousands of people coming. They're coming from all over the United States, all 50 states, 65 countries. And, you know, the average stay for people is, I think, a couple of hours, hour to 2 hours. But we got some people staying a lot more hours than that. And then we got the one guy, Bobby Dendy, that set the record, and he stayed for 42 days after he discovered the place. And so it's,
well, you know, really, I can understand that. Before I started going to the cross on a regular basis and meeting some of these people and got inspired, if you would have told me that, I'd like, it's hard for me to believe that someone would come to 42 days. But yeah. You know what? I can believe it, because just to hang out there every day and meet all these people is a wonderful experience.
Sure. And we've got people that come from out of town and have been there more than 20 times. I mean, they don't do that. You don't do that at SeaWorld or Disneyland or whatever. You don't go 22 times in a row. But what's going on that mountain is the presence of God is manifesting, and people want to be around God. And when that Holy Spirit does,
you know,
does
I'm
stuff,
thinking about doing that myself, because I'm looking for a little vacation for myself. So I think I might get me a motel room up there and just go up there and hang out for about a week and just meet people and talk to people and visit. And I think that what a great experience that would be. Just think of the memories and the people that you could meet from all over the country.
Sure, sure.
Well, listen, we got a miracle of the week again this week. What's our miracle?
Well, Roy, we've got a bunch of different miracles. One of them I might share is about my Uncle Don. He recently went to heaven here, and I did the funeral. And he was one of our honorary tour guide chaplains. He's believed in this. I've known him. Again, I'm 65 years old, so I've known him my whole life. And he just loved this place. And he's traveled all over the United States taking our brochures and telling anybody that would move within 20 feet of him about the cross in Kerrville and his nephew. And he was just a really humble, gentle man. And he had made me promise that I'd give him speak at his funeral. And so I did that in Houston here recently at the Pasadena First Baptist Church. And, you know, the reason I'm talking about him is he just wanted to share Jesus. And that's what happens when you get connected with Jesus. And he saw that garden as a way to really bring people to the Lord.
So he had a chance to spend a lot of time there?
Yeah, he came and he drove and he was, you know, I asked God, what do you want me to say at the funeral? And the Holy Spirit, I think, said, tell him how he's like me. And so I said, okay, I'll do that, Lord. And so my message basically was Uncle Donald was a lot like God in a lot of ways. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says he comes, he goes, he's like the wind. You never know when he's going to show up. Same with Uncle Don. He just show up, you know, and then also you can't stop the Holy Spirit. You know, what he wants to do, he gets done, and he cannot be stopped. And it's kind of like Uncle Don, you know, you can't stop the guy. He had like over 20 heart attacks, and he just kept rising up and coming again. And then I told the folks, you know, he's also like Jesus, that he loved and he served, and that he loved other people. And I told him the first time I saw Jesus and my Uncle Don was when Sherry and I were young. We went into their house back in 1978 or so after we got married, 76, 75, somewhere in there. And we looked around the room, and there were all these brown grocery bags, and they were all filled with food. And I said, Uncle Don, what are all those bags of food for? And he said, we're delivering food to the poor in Houston. And they just took it on themselves to go by grocery stores and ask them for food they might be throwing out so they could take it to the poor people. And my uncle and aunt, they weren't wealthy people, and I really got to see Jesus. And finally, I saw God, the Father in him, how he cared for his kids, and he cared for other people. But that's the kind of tour guides that we got up there working at the mountain.
You got the real deal.
In their time. They love Jesus with all their heart. And so if
and they've been through it, and they're real, and they can relate to people.
Yep. So look for the red servant's aprons, and that's we're thankful that Uncle Don is dancing with Aunt Susan right now up in heaven.
Well, before we move on to the next part, mention again, if you don't mind, how people can reach you about your sculptors, because you have sculptures of all the stuff that they're not.
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to buy a 10-foot sculptor. You've got a lot of stuff that you offer that if people want a part of the cross and some of the sculptors they can get from you. How do they do that?
Sure. Well, the way that Sherry and I are able to give and donate, and we give all our artwork, we give our time and our money to this, but people are kind enough to buy my artwork. And so prices, like we say, started about $4. And so if anybody would like my Christian artwork or any of it, we sure appreciate it because we give it away, and that makes it possible. But you can just go to the Griner website, which is just www.maxgrinerart.com, maxgrinerart.com.
Spell the Griner.
G-R-E-I-N-E-R.
And
MaxGrinerArt.com.
And you'll see on there. Display of everything.
Yeah, I got all my art online. You can see it. But also, I got a God section. And we put it on there so people can win some souls to Christ on our art business website. And so go connect on the God section, and you'll find out about the Shekinah glory and the saving and healing.
And I think you'll agree that one of the successes of the prayer garden and the cross has been that art, because we talked about that a long time ago. This art is so dramatic and so special. In addition to the cross,
right.
I'm not saying that it wouldn't have been successful just the cross or the art, but the combination of the two has made it very powerful.
Right. God anoints things to accomplish his will in this world, and he has anointed my artwork and other artwork from the other artists
special.
That are there. Yeah, and makes it, and so it has an impact on people that a lot of people are not expecting. And but that's the presence of God is what people are finding.
And if they was just to go to see the
empty cross,
they'd look at it for a while and leave. But because the art's there, it makes them linger longer and longer.
And of course,
and
we have the four plaques.
A better chance of getting that experience.
Sure, and we have the four plaques inside the cross: salvation, empowerment, healing, miracle, signs, and wonders.
And by the way, have picnic tables up there too. If you want to come up and bring your lunch.
Sherry's picnic tables that she prayed for years. Well, listen, Roy, we did two shows talking about your testimony and near death experiences, and you got one more. Really incredible time God saved your tail, and so that you could be here to do more things for him. Tell me about this other one. And tell me when, how, when, and where.
It was about 35 years ago, and I went out there to California with a friend of mine named Bill Grusey. And Bill and I had been friends for years, and we both needed to get jobs. And so, ironically, we first went out there. We didn't know anything about California, so we ended up in Laguna Beach. We didn't know Laguna Beach was a very special place, and it was an upscale place to live. We didn't know that. We'd never been to California. So we made some friends, and Bill met this person, and they gave us a place to stay in this very expensive place. for very reasonable amount of money. And so I started going to church. I went to the church at the First Baptist Church at Laguna Beach, and sat next to me one Sunday was the city manager of Santa Monica. Well, I needed a job. And so he says, well, come see me in Santa Monica. So I went and he gave me a job. Well, I didn't have, Santa Monica is an extremely expensive place to live. So he says, well, listen, I have some rent control property that I bought as an investment, got out of tax, and you and your friend can go stay there for free until you can do better, or you can pay me so much a month and whatever you want to do. I want to try to help you. So this was all a miracle that was unfolding. And so we got this place. It was not a real good area of town, but they had really redone this old apartment building and fixed it up. And it was about a half a block from USC, which is University of Southern California. So that was a nice area. Where we live was right on the edge of being a bad area of town. But, you know, we weren't out to cause any problems or hurt anybody.
And how old were you then?
I was about 30 years old.
30 years
I'm
old.
I'm 66 okay. now. And so we went in to and stayed there for a while, never had any problems. Well, the problem was it was not a good area of town, and my friend had a Corvette, and I had a little Honda, so nobody worried about me. But he said one weekend, he says, listen, I'm going out of town with a friend of mine. He said, we're going to use her car. He says, I'd let you use my Corvette, because he says, I know this girl that you've been going out with, she probably would like going out in that Corvette. I said, you're right. So anyway, here's the keys. So I didn't think anything about it. So anyway, on a Friday night, Friday that day, I just found out that I'd got a job for about $50,000 with this electrical contractor's company that a guy had met through his wife, and he was going to hire me to do marketing sales for his big electrical contracting company. And in San Antonio, I had been an executive director of an association of electrical contractors. So I knew that industry, and so this was a great job. I started Monday, a lot of money, just totally going to change my life around. Well, on Friday night, I got his car and took out my friend and came back. And as I was walking up to the little apartment complex, I looked.
And you were alone, right?
Alone by myself. And I looked over to the back of me, and I saw these two guys that were walking across the street, and they were coming this way. But I didn't think a whole lot about it. And then I thought, well, I better check and see where these guys are at. And just as I entered the little foyer area, they stuck a gun to my head, and they cocked it. And they said, we want your money, and we want the keys to your car. So I said, well, here's the keys. And I said, I only got about $30. Well, this other one got enraged, and he says, shoot that guy for not having any money. And that's not what they said, but I'm saying it in a very nice way. Yeah they used a lot of profanity. And they hit me several times, and they put the gun to my ear, and they were getting ready to pull the trigger with a bullet in my head. What saved my life is as the gun swung around to come to my head, there was a little emblem on it. And when I was a kid, my friend and I used to go out and plunk with a little .22 pistols, a cheap Saturday night special, and we couldn't hit beer cans five or six feet away. So I knew he couldn't place his shot. So God spoke to me in a millisecond and reminded me of that gun. I broke away from him. They hit me in the back and missed my spine by a quarter of an inch, made eight holes in my lung. And then on the way to the hospital, I bled to death, and I was declared dead on arrival, DOA. And so I had this experience with God, and it was unbelievable. And I was in a coma for several months. They pulled me out. And to this day, I still don't have any damage, permanent damage from the incident. And it started turning my whole life around. Because I was able to, I don't know if it was Jesus or God or whatever, but I connected to something, and I understood that
at that stage in your life,
I had a purpose, because if not, it would have so easy for me to die, because they already declared me dead. Dead on arrival. They turned the ambulance off, they slowed it down, and it was a guy, the emergency room person who was in charge of everything, that insisted that they start working on me again, and then I came back.
Hallelujah.
And I still to this day don't know why.
Yeah, well, we can tell you
but
what. He wants to do
God
this radio show. He wants to use you to tell thousands
but
of people
when
about
it started.
Jesus Christ.
It started, and that's when my spirituality really started
growing.
But it wasn't overnight right away. It was a little at a time, because I started reading books, started knowing things, started helping others. And a big part for me is that I used to do things strictly because of what I could get out of it. I was a nice person, but I definitely had an agenda. But night.
Salesman.
I don't do that anymore. I just do what I can to help others, and that's
right.
It.
So God saved your life So, repeatedly.
And when I'd meet people and I talk to them of getting things done, I tell them, I said, let's get it done because tomorrow you could be dead. And it bothers them sometimes when you tell them that. But I've said,
that's
look,
the truth.
I've already been there.
Been there, done that.
So just do it now. If you want to do something, let's do it now.
So the bottom line.
So I don't procrastinate anymore. I try to get it done.
Well, the bottom line then for the people listening to the show is we don't know when is going to be our last breath, when we're going to die. So you need to have things right with God. And that receiving Him as your Lord and Savior is the way to do that. And when God does save us, many times I think He saves people so they can have the opportunity to come to Him. Because if you're lost and you're going to spend eternity in hell, He doesn't want you to die. And sometimes He will intervene and say, no, He's not going to hell. I'm going to save him, send an angel, do whatever to save him. And so, Roy, we just thank you that He saved you. Repeatedly, you've kept God's angels pretty busy, it sounds like, and we thank you that you're continuing to give
makes
Him
you
the
humble.
Glory.
It makes
point
you appreciative.
To Him, and you betcha. So, folks, if you want to hear more stories like that, come to the garden, talk to the other folks that are up there, the tour guide chaplains. Go to our website, just thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and there are thousands of stories that are happening up there on that mountain, and just like this with Roy. But we thank you, God, for preserving Roy so he could serve you and tell people about you.
Max, how can people reach us if they're listening?
Yeah, just that's thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
And our hours?
Is 7 to midnight every day, open 365
no
days
charge.
A year. And it's all free. We just want to lift up Jesus Christ and introduce people to Him.
Max and Sherry Greiner, thank you. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I have some more comments for you today, and let's just get started. The first one says, Max and all, what a day this has been. Praise the Lord from all from whom all blessings flow. The Baptists were there well represented on this great afternoon. A pastor of 11 of his flock from San Antonio were followed closely by a 58-member senior choir from Leveland First Baptist Church. I feel sure there were a good number of Baptists in the additional 56, which brought my two-hour total to 126 people. Big numbers are great. The Lord poured out His grace on one soul. Ryan, a young recovering alcoholic, responded to my question, "Do you know the Lord as your personal Savior?" with a no. In the few minutes that followed, he prayed the prayer of salvation. I asked if I could water baptize him. He is now water baptized. My visitors came from Montana, California, Michigan, Arizona, and Texas. This was a pure joy day. Busy, and so rewarding. I gave the bus driver for the Leveland group our DVD to play for his group on the way home. I prayed with a number of others this afternoon. I covered the major events. I thank the Lord for letting me help Ryan find the way home. Please pray for one of the newest members of God's family and pray that he will be able to overcome his addiction. God bless each of you as you serve Him on this mountain. Colonel Bill Lewis, who is our 93-year-old tour guide chaplain. Okay, Zigmiz from Humboldt, Texas, wrote in, anniversary, let the pictures draw you into this solitude of peace. Friends have visited, and since we were in Kerrville, we went for a visit. The serenity of the location is beyond what I expected. Would go there again. Next, Jordan T. from TripAdvisor website wrote in, great free Christian place. This is a must for Kerrville. While it is still under construction, it is very nice, and they have prayer rocks to sign and lay in the sun. Very peaceful, and the views are great. Your sculptures are incredibly wonderful, and you can definitely feel the Holy Spirit at the empty cross. This was sent in from Darlene Duran from Port Neches, Texas. Very spiritual. I felt a closeness to God. Robin Butterfield from Ingram, Texas wrote in. In the last one, God is so good. And this was sent in It was anonymous. And I'll be back again next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians.
Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.